So, folks, I don't know why I follow Franklin Graham on Twitter. I don't know why, because it's an exercise in futility. Now, I will tell you that both Franklin Graham and myself, we both have the same God. We worship the same God. But we can't be farther apart on issues when it comes to Democrats and Republicans. Now, what he did today was he took something that could have been a good message as a pastor, and he drove it right off the rails with a bunch of crap, political crap. And I don't know why he has to get into that. I wish he would just be a pastor like his dad was and just stay out of the political fray, especially if you're trying to peddle a false narrative. So here's what he said. He said, business is trying to hire people, but so many people don't want to work. With Trump, the U.S. had the strongest economy, some say, since Eisenhower, and we had more people working than at any time in our history, but it's evaporating. COVID had an impact, but political mismanagement has dealt a debilitating blow. Repeated stimulus payments and giveaway packages have encouraged people not to go to work. The Republicans seem to know how to get people to work, and the Democrats seem to know how to tax your money and give it to people as an incentive not to work. BS. What he's talking about is the unemployment insurance compensation and the $300 add-on. And what he's trying to do is say that the Democrats know how to tax your money and give it to people as an incentive not to work. And I tweeted back and I said, I don't know if he ever reads these. Probably not. More than likely not. But I said, wrong again. The 20 states that reduced benefits in June had the same pace of hiring as the mostly Democrat-led states that kept the extra $300 a week unemployment payments in place, according to state-level data from the Labor Department. Now, that was a quote that was coming from this article in the Washington Post. And that article was written on July 27th of 2021, and it's entitled, States That Cut Unemployment Early Aren't Seeing a Hiring Boom, but who gets hired is changing. So just to show you it's a few states here, and I'm looking at the base level employment data coming from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and anybody can look at this, including Franklin Graham. So let's just pick Florida, for example. And when you look at May, look at the unemployment, 10,315. June, 10,396. July, 10,478. That's a state that ended the unemployment insurance compensation early, like in June or something like that. Didn't seem to help. Didn't seem to help Franklin Graham. The unemployment kept creeping higher. Let's take a look at Iowa, for example. I'm looking at the civilian labor force and all this data. Again, coming from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. When you look at May, it was 1648. June, it was 1654. July, it was 1661. Another state that ended unemployment insurance early. Didn't seem to help their unemployment statistics. They just kept creeping higher. And then let's finally look at Ohio. Again, civilian labor force. May, it was 5550. June, it was 5579. July, 5603. Another state that ended it early. Didn't seem to help their unemployment numbers. And in that article that I just mentioned from the Washington Post on July 27th, there was somebody that they quoted in here. His name is Kevin Timmons, and he was the owner of sports bar Nick and Jake's, and he was also the former president of the Greater Kansas City Restaurant Association. So what he had to say all the way back in July 27th was this: employees went out and found other industries, and that's been a bigger problem than just unemployment insurance. Getting restaurant hospitality workers back to our industry has been a challenge for almost every restaurant in the Midwest. Getting restaurant hospitality workers back to our industry has been a challenge. That's because they don't want to do that kind of work if they don't have to. It's the hours that nobody wants to work, leisure and hospitality. It's grueling. It's a thankless job. And then I want to just fast forward to this article that was just written on September 4th. Again, the Washington Post, here it is. It's entitled, Why America Has 8.4 Million Unemployed When There Are 10 Million Job Openings. And remember Ben Bernanke, who was the Federal Reserve Chairman from 2006 to 2014? They quoted him in this article from September 4th, and he said, the economy is going through a big shift overall, and that has ramifications. We are reallocating where we want to work and how we want to work. People are trying to figure out what their best options are and where they want to be. And then again in this article, September 4th, Washington Post, it says leisure and hospitality as well as retail and wholesale trade also have more openings than prior workers. And many workers who lost jobs in these industries have indicated they don't want to return. So Timmons was right. People don't want to do this work. And then when you look at this quote that was in this article, resignations are the highest on record, up 13% over pre-pandemic levels. There are 4.9 million more people who aren't working or looking for work than there were before the pandemic. There's a surge in retirements with 3.6 million people retiring during the pandemic, or more than 2 million more than expected. So the point here is that Franklin Graham, you can't point at the Democrats and say this is their problem. It's clearly not their problem. It's not a problem of the unemployment insurance. There's a lot of other things going on here. You've got resignations, you've got retirements, you've got people not wanting to work in industries. And it has nothing to do with what Franklin Graham said back here. The Democrats seem to know how to tax your money and give it to people as an incentive not to work. It's got nothing to do with that. If we fail to recognize, folks, the changes in the economy that are happening, then we'll never be able to respond in a way that makes any sense. And that's the problem that I have. Just by throwing something out, trying to score some quick points and point at the Democrats and say, this is their problem. This is why you need to vote Republican. It's not. If he can't recognize the changes in the economy, then you can't expect them to respond in a way that makes any sense. That's why I'm constantly saying that Republicans, many of them, are disconnected from the reality of what's happening in the economy right now. They're disconnected. So you can't trust that as an opinion to get us out of where we are. So what they've been doing for the past 50 years, folks, and I don't have to tell you any of this, I'm sure I'm preaching to the choir, going all the way back to Ronald Reagan, we've been hearing this economic experiment of trickle-down economics for 50 years. Again, going back to Ronald Reagan, it's a failed economic experiment. It hasn't worked. What's happened is the rich got richer, and the poor and the middle class just keep getting poorer. We know this is true. We can feel it. We're living it. And folks, what we need right now is not people like Franklin Graham that can't connect the reality to a solution. We don't need more of that. We need a trickle-up economy. And what I mean when I say trickle-up, and that's where you benefit the middle class and the poor. And I'm not saying with direct handouts, obviously, but you make life easier. And that's what the American Families Plan that Biden is pushing right now, that's what that's doing. It's not putting money in people's hands, but it's making childcare more tenable for the middle class and for the poor. And when you lift the burden of these costs off people's backs, then they've got more money to spend. That's trickle-up economics. That's trickle-up economics right there. So, folks, that's why when you hear somebody like Franklin Graham, and like I said, we've got the same God, but we can't be further apart on some of these issues. It just makes you mad because that's the failed thinking that got us where we are today. Making the rich richer isn't going to get us out of the problem that we have today. And I want to be talking a little bit more going forward about the American Families Plan because there's so much in that that we really need to pass that's trickle-up economics. And we just can't afford to let this slip by without it becoming a reality. So, folks, till next time, thanks for tuning in.